Parshas, Kol Azeh. Today is the Chayra day of Meritzas Yoshe, when the Gebbein Shalom and the Pamal Shemalo look down and the difference of the world between our Rosh Hashanah and the non-Jewish secular beginning of the year, when Chazal HaKadoshim tell us on our Rosh Hashanah we're not meant to sleep, we're meant to spend the day being osuk in tefillah, and we look at the secular world, who are probably out cold at this time of the day, on the beginning of their year. Now, Chayetz HaMenitzas Yosha, when Klal Yisrael come together, I show the world that on the 1st of January, Klal Yisrael come together early in the morning, straight from Shacharis, Saltanis, Asar, Batavis, straight into Torah. There's a Loshon HaRambam in Tanis, Perikei, where the Rambam says as follows: Yesh Shom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'anim Bohem. That are days that Klal Yisrael are Mis'aneh, days that we fast. Mipnei HaTzoros She'iru Bohem. Because of Tzoros. And the Rambam writes, the reason is for us to be Liftoyach Darkei HaTshuva, to find a Pesach, an opening into doing teshuvah, as a zikoron lemaaseinu haroim, and as a result, says the Rambam, if we think back, shebezichron devarim elu, if we think back to what actually happened, and the reason for the tarnis, noshuv lehetiv, we'll turn back and do teshuvah. And the Rambam continues, ve'eluin, these are the days of the tarnis that a person should fast on and think back. Shlishi Batishri, we know Tzem Gedalia. And the Yamam says, Vasigi Batavis, there's a Tanis also on Asigi Batavis. Why? Sheboi Somach, Melech Bovel Nevuchanetzah Harosho, Al Yerushalayim. Asara Batavis is the day, the original day, that Nevuchanetzah, king of Bovel, surrounded and laid siege to Yerushalayim. It placed Klal Yisrael into terrible worries, fear, grief, anxiety over what would be. The Chorban Beis HaMikdash, as we know, took place on Tisha B'Av. But the beginning was 3.5 years prior to this, on Asara Batavis. The Tanis Asara Batavis is indeed a strict Tanis, not to be taken lightly. I want to read out to you a Loshon of the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef quotes a few words from the Avod Ram, from the Gedolei Rishonim. In Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Nun, steht in Tov Kuf Nun, Hilchas Tanis, the halachas steht in Shulchan Aruch that any tarnis except for Yom Kippur is pushed off, even Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's nidche. It's pushed off. However, Umiu says that Loshon of the Torah, Im cholu b'Shabbos, if any tarnis falls on Shabbos, nidochin ad achar Shabbos, they're all pushed off to after Shabbos. Interestingly, we are always told that Asara Batavis, Chazal tell us, will never fall on Shabbos. The calendar is so worked out that Asara Batavis won't fall on Shabbos. It won't. Writes the Avod Ram. But, says the Beis Yosef, for B'Shem the Avod Ram, for Harav Dovid Avod Ram, Kosav B'Hilchas Tanis, She Asara Batavis, Humeshunna Mishar Ta'aniyos. Asara Batavis is different from all other fast days. She'im hoyochol b'Shabbos, if it would fall on Shabbos, loy hoyu yocholim lidchoisoy liyoyim acher, it wouldn't be able to be pushed off. Asara Batavis is different. Mipnei shenei marboi, There's a pasuk in Yechezkel where Yechezkel Hanavi says, "Be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh." Yechezkel Hanavi tells Klal Yisrael, "Write down this tannis. It is be'etzem ha'yoyim hazeh, k'moy b'yoyim ha'kipurim." Just like on Yom Kippur, the din of Asara Batavis, the Novi Yechezkel writes, it's almost identical to Yom Kippur, where the Novi writes, it's a tarnis, but etzim hayom hazeh. And if it were to fall out on Shabbos, writes the Abu Dhram, quoted in the Beis Yosef, Sinan Tov Kuf Nun, we would fast on Shabbos. But the Chol, I want to ask, why? The simple question. When it comes to Yom Kippur fasting on Shabbos, we're not going to ask why. Yom Echino, Snicha v'chapora, that doesn't need to be asked. But when it comes to a day like Asara B'Tevis, L'Choyre Klal Yisrael didn't even have it so bad. Let's try and portray what was going on in Yerushalayim on Asara B'Tevis, which will only strengthen our kasha. Why? For 3.5 years, Klal Yisrael must have had it not too bad. Until the day of Yoim Govar Ho'oyev Vatiboka Ho'er, until the day that Umas Oilom breached the wall, they laid siege to Yerushalayim. But there was food. It was another 3.5 years till Yodoy Poras Tzor Al Kol Machmadeo. It was another 3.5 years till Yedei Noshem Rachmonioi Spishlu Yaldeen. They had food, they had supplies. And you know what? They were probably even thinking, nothing's going to happen. So what? So Nebuchadnezzar has surrounded Yerushalayim. Okay. They probably all heard of what happened 150 years previously. Where Sancheirav, Melech Ashur, Sancheirav came against Yerushalayim. He came against Yerushalayim. Defeated Lochish, and is now attempting to attack Yerushalayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baroiv Chastoi turned the battle on its heels. Sancheirav and his army were wiped out. 180,000 men in a matter of seconds. B'chatzi ha'layla. So Klal Yisrael a few days later said, "No, there's another nation. Okay. And this nation also are standing around Yerushalayim. So what? Asara B'Tevis, Klal Yisrael, what did they have? What was so bad? Shemasa B'Tammuz, when they breached the wall. Tisha B'Av, when they destroyed. Abeis Machmadenu. Okay, but Asara B'Tevis, a town is so severe that Yechezkel writes, "Be'etzem ayim azeh," and the Beis Yosef quotes the Avodram, "It's a tarnis even on Shabbos." What happened? Why is it different from all other tarnisim? I want to share with you an insight that the Bali Musa used to bring out to understand the seriousness of our sorrowbatis. In the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, we find the story of the Nochosh. V'hanochosh hoya orum mikoil chayas asode. It's nice to know there's a beautiful film in the Gaon. The first time the Nochosh is mentioned, v'hanochosh hoya orum, the Nochosh has a pashto over him. The pashto is a nice upright standing trop. The Nochosh was upright. Later, after the Chet, it says, "Vayoyimah Hashem elikim el Hanochosh," and then he's mentioned with a zarko, because then he's back on the ground, the curly shape of the snake on the ground. So Hanochosh hayor. Fek the Rashi off the north. Rashi brings down. Rashi asks over there, "Ma'inyan zelikan? How does this story of the Nochosh enter over here?" The last parsha tells us that Adam and Chava were arumim, v'lo yisboi shoshu. Adam and Chava were orum; they didn't have clothes. V'hanochosh orum, enter the chet of the nochosh. V'et Rashi, v'chima inyan zelekan. The nochosh comes in just because what? Says Rashi Yesoid. Says Rashi, there's an introduction to the chet. Adam and Chava were arumim. The nochosh saw Adam and Chava living together. Niskane, the snake wanted to get rid of Adam and have Chava for himself. Anochosh hoy arum. Mikol chayes asode. And the nochosh wormed his way in to the family life of Adam and Chava, and ensnared Chava. What's Rashi telling us? Rashi is lechoyer teaching us a yesoid godel for all of us. It is impossible for a snake, the nochosh hakadmoini, or the yetzer hara to attack a person who's closed on all sides. The only way in is if there's a Pesach. The Pesach can sometimes be so small, so minute, so unnoticeable, but if there's a doorway there, then the Yetzer Hara comes in and can wreak havoc. There was a little Pesach in Adam and Chava's life that the snakes saw them. Hello, yes, boy, Shoshu. If not for that Pesach, the Nochosh couldn't have caused any of the chet that we know about. A small Pesach. But that small Pesach lent itself to the Nochosh to enter and to cause a chorban for Klal Yisrael. B'zeh asah pecho toich alechem, b'etzer teil dibonim, koitz v'dardar tatzmiach. Because of what? Adam and Chava left a small opening. As the Yerushalmi says, noch starker, this was not incidentally, this was on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom HaRasoilom, and Adam was sleeping at the time, a little Hesach Hadas, and the snake got its way through to Chava. And Rabbi Yisrael does this Pshat in Posuk. La Pesach Chatos Roivitz. Where is the Yetzer Hara? At the doorway. At the doorway to a man's heart. La Pesach. He needs the slightest opening and he's in. La Pesach Chatos Roivitz. If there's a small opening, weakness in our emunah, a Hesach Hadas, the Yetzer Hara can enter. And we don't even notice it until later. The Marshal in Yumach of Gimel tells us that the Chorban Bayis Sheni, Klal Yisrael were also suffering from the Gimel Averis Chamorus. Just like Bayis Rishon. The Marshal in Yumach of Gimel says that in Bayis Sheni, they were still suffering from Gila Aroyis, Shvichos Domim, and Avodah Zarah. Oy Bazei Raboisai, why does the Gemara in Gittin tell us Akamtsa Ubar Kamtsa Chorban Shalayim? Why does the Gemara in Gittin go at length to tell us the stories that cause the Chorban? If there were Gimel Averis Chamuris then, like Bayis Rishon, why does the Gemara not mention it? Here it says, the Gimel Averis Chamuris that Klal Yisrael were doing weren't the Pesach. That wasn't the doorway. That was the end result. Akamtsa Ubar Kamtsa, the small little stories that happened, allowed there to be a Pesach, allowed there to be an opening, allowed it to be later the Gimel Averis Chamuris. But the Gemara is teaching us the Yesoid Godel. There's a Pesach there that we don't even notice. And it's that Pesach that we've got to close or we bring trouble upon ourselves. The Bali Musa bring down a Moshe Lama Adam Adoyma to a Yid. And Rebbe has a terrible illness and after a few short months, he shovak chaim lechol chai, and the family sit together, trying to discuss when did this illness take place, what was the worst day possible. And one child says, it was a day Nebuch that he had no use over his body. One says it was a day he could no longer speak. And a wise doctor says to the family, you're all making a mistake. There was a day your father came, he didn't even notice he was ill. He had a temperature. He came to me. He didn't feel any different than normal, he had a temperature for a week. And when I did an examination, I told him then, he had a terrible machla from which he will probably not recover. On a day when he didn't even notice it, there was that little Pesach. He didn't notice. That was when things turned around. La Pesach Chatos Roivitz. The Gemara in Shabbos Nafir tells us a timely Gemara for the parishes we're learning through now. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Nafir La'olam al yishane odom ben bein habonim. No man must favor one child over the other. Obviously, says the Gemara, Shebishvil, because of the small kesoimes pasim, the matter of the small coat that Yaakov made for Yosef, Yodu avoseinu le Mitzrayim. I always went down to Mitzrayim. Therefore, says the Gemara, Al yeshane odom ben bein abonim. No man should favor one child over the other. Because as a result of this favoritism, this extra love and affection, Yodu avoseinu le Mitzrayim. Now, boys, I don't understand. Do you understand the Gemara? Is that why we went down to Mitzrayim? 2 days earlier it was foretold. 2 days earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, Bevris Bein Avsogim, Kiger Yiye Zaracho, Be'eretz Lo Elohem, Va'avodum Ve'inu Oysom Arba Me'ois Shono. It was foretold. 2 days previously, the Gebbeinu Shel Olam made it clear that Klal Yisrael will be slaves in Mitzrayim. So what does the Gemara mean by saying, La'olam al yeshane odom ben bein habonim? What's that got to do with it? Yes, we went down to Mitzrayim, but isn't it as a result of the promise, the bris bein habonim? The Torah says yes. Of course, the bris bein habonim was a reason. But there wasn't a Pesach yet. It required a Pesach, that small opening, that weakness, kavayochel, in the Shivtei Kor, to allow it to materialize. It couldn't have happened unless there was a Pesach Chatos Revitz. And perhaps at the time, it wasn't even noticed that when one gave a ksones pasim to one child over the other, what it could lead to. But it was there. La Pesach Chatos Revitz is to tell us that where there's a Pesach, it does lead to far greater troubles. La Pesach Chatos Revitz. It was foretold, but it couldn't have happened if not for the ksones pasim. There's a Mishnah in Soita at the end of the 8th Perek, an amazing Mishnah, where the Mishnah talks about Klal Yisrael going to battle. If Eistach Spavus, the Meiser in Brisk, with the Maskilim in Brisk, where the Maskilim put on a play to harm Klal Yisrael, to harm the Bnei Torah, and they portray the scene but they had a Kohen Moshuach Milchoma standing there, inviting people to leave the battle. No conscriptions, but feeling free to leave. Miho Ish, who is married in Shana Yesheno, Yelich V'yoshev Lebeisoy. So Lot went home. Miho Ish Asher Notar Kerem, who's built a vineyard, go home. And finally they're told at the end, Miho Ish Hayori V'rach HaLevov, somebody who's frightened of an Avega, go, and more went home. And on the stage of Brisk, the Maskilim portrayed two people standing there. Two men with white beards. The villain, the Gaon, and the Shagasaria. And the Maskilim burst out laughing. And the Yid and the Beitoya came to the Briskerov. Rebbe, they said, they're mocking us. So the Briskerov, they've got it right. That play's correct. They just missed out the last scene. The last scene will show how those two people will win the battle. For Rebbe B'yad Martin. Those two men on walking sticks and white bits will win the battle. We don't need the guns, we don't need the might of the army. We need the people, are not Yoriv Rachalif. Says the Mishnah in Soita Mem Dalet. After everybody had been able to go home, when the Shoitim had finished speaking, and everybody was free to go home, then the people wouldn't be able to leave so easily. Ma'amidin zekifin lifneim v'achirim achirim. Soldiers of Kleisol stood guard around those who decided to stay and fight. Ukeshilin shel barzel biodeim. Metal spears in their hands. If you wanted to leave, says the Mishnah, ha'ushus biyodoi lekapeach es shukov. They could be beaten for wanting to leave. That means, once you decided to stay, you couldn't get out. Easily. Why? Because it takes one person to demoralize an army, and the army's finished. Shetchilas niso nefila. The beginning of Klai Yisrael fleeing is one nefila. A small nefila. Then you can lose your army. Then it's vayonos. They all, shenema, nos Yisrael efnei plishtim. What's the Mishnah telling us? The mission is Soita teaching us. It takes one small weakness to lead on to something else. And you won't even notice the weakness. What's one man leaving an army? What is it already? An army of millions. One man leaving. Doesn't matter. Shetchilas nisa nefila. The Zepona says that same idea in Parshas Noach. Vayochel Noach esho adomo. Vayitakol. Noach, his haschola, was Vayitakolim. Vayochel. What's the first thing he did? Vayitakolim. So what happened? Vayisht min hayayin vayishkol. He wasn't careful about his haschola. The beginning, he didn't even notice it could lead to such a disgraceful thing. Vayisht min hayayin vayishkol. Vayiskal besoich holoi. He didn't notice. What is it? A small Pesach? What is it? A small thing? But the haschola, if one's not careful with the beginning, it can have devastating results. Says the Sipporna, the same thing happened much later, in the end of Parshas Bolok. Vayochel ha'om, liznois espenois moyov. The haschola, the person who doesn't guard his haschola, who doesn't guard the beginning, doesn't see where it can end up, it can call the death, as we know, in the end of Parshas Bolok, of 24,000 men from Klal Yisrael. Vayochel ha'om liznois espenois moyov. A haschola. If one isn't careful with the haschola, one doesn't know where he can go to. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim in Vayeshev says that Yosef HaTzadik, as soon as he was mesalsel basaroi, immediately says Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Goroboyes Hadoyiv, Eshes Potiphar started with him. He wasn't careful with the haschola that he should have been, and it led to results of Klat Yosef sitting in prison for so long. The Gemara Sanhedrin Kuf Bey says, Kalois she'osa Achov. The light things that Achov did. Kachamurois she'osa Yerovam. Achov was nowhere near as bad as Yerovam. The Kalois she'osa Achov. The kuladika things that Achav did wrong were like the chamurois of Yerovam. Yerovam never got as bad as Achav. And yet, throughout Malachim, when the Gebuy Nishlin tells off those who weren't doing well, the Pasuk says, you're like Yerovam, you're like Yerovam. Kachatois Yerovam. Okay, Yerovam wasn't a great guy. But l'umaze Achav was much worse. Says Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis. Do you know why we use Yerovam? as the metaphor because he started. Achav only continued what Yeravam started. The message from these Chazal that we're quoting today is to tell us, right, perhaps it's true. People don't realize the Pesach and don't see how far it's going to go. But if one doesn't guard it at the beginning, it does have terrible results later. Asoru Batavis, because as we asked at the beginning, Klal Yisrael probably felt, no, Sanhedrin tried the same, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu defeated him. So exactly because of the question, because of what we asked, why should Asoru Batavis be so chomor that would even fast on Shabbos, as Avod Ram in the Beis Yosef? We asked, what was so bad with Asoru Batavis? Klal Yisrael were probably safe and secure. They probably didn't even panic. Nothing's happened. So there's an army outside Yerushalayim. But hein advarim. Because Klal Yisrael weren't careful with guarding the Pesach, the opening, and realizing what one small tzora can lead to. That's why today, we kevea atanis and asoru batavis, to think back, to remind ourselves, something might not look that bad for Yiddishkeit. Something might not look that bad for Aruchnius. But one small Pesach, la Pesach hatos revetz, it can lead to disaster. Klal Yisrael couldn't foretell on Asoru Batavis that 3.5 years later they'd witness a Sreifas Beis HaMikdosh. Perhaps if they thought about it then, it wouldn't have happened. But because we didn't take Asoru Batavis seriously then, La Pesach Chatas Revitz, we are misaneh today, says Avod Ram, even if it would be on a Shabbos. Let's end with the words we said in the Pizman today. We shall sosen v'simcho, yogei v'anocho, because we should take away from us, as we said today, the Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tzoyim HaSiri.